Hi, and welcome to The Language Lie,
a podcast about idioms.
I'm Ingrid.
I'm Casey. How you doing, Ingrid?
I'm pretty good. You know, we're recording in the middle of the day. It's very strange. But it's daylight savings time, so basically you have to do everything in the middle of the day. It's or at 3 p.m. it would be nighttime.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I'm having a little bit of anticipation about this because we were messaging earlier. It was taking you a really long time to research.
Yeah, this is like 3 hours in.
Okay. So I've been informed by you that this is a doozy. So I guess we should go ahead and get started.
It's not really too bad, but finding information on it was more challenging than I was expecting. Typically, for the listeners.
You know, I want to let you know that we really appreciate all of your work.
Oh, anytime. Typically, you know, like if an idiom has some data showing up in Google, whatever, there's like some history of it showing up. It's usually pretty easy. And so this one was deceptive in that the first scan that I did had some decent information. And then as I dug in, things started to unravel. Not so just about the idiom, like also internally, yes, I was unraveling. And I've since re-raveled.
Good, I'm glad. I was going to say, so it's back. Much like life, just kind of the more, it seems like sometimes it makes sense and then you do a little bit more digging and things unravel.
Yeah, everything falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. You know, but that's fine. That's part of the research. It's cool to learn.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what it is?
No.
Okay. Well, cool. Tune in next
week.
Talk
to you later. I would love to, Casey. I've been super intrigued. Please tell me.
It is lying through one's teeth.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
We've all had that toxic ex. We all know what this means.
Oh, we have.
Yeah, we all know what this means.
Yeah.
Lying through one's teeth. Do you know what it means?
You're lying.
Mm.
You're not only lying, you're lying a lot. You're lying like a big liar who lies.
Wow. The big liar that you are. Yes. So Merriam-Webster defines it as to say something completely untrue. Cambridge Dictionary defines it as to tell someone something that you know is completely false. In general, I think it should be noted that there's usually some sort of insidious intent behind this. This isn't a white lie. You know, Casey, your hair looks great today. You don't look disheveled at all. That sort of thing. It's not that. A hog on ice. I have a couple definitions, so everybody hang tight, okay? Calm down. A hog on ice describes it. To accuse a person of lying in his teeth is the strongest of accusations, implying that the person is such a double-dyed liar as to be unfamiliar with truth. Right?
Dang.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Unfamiliar with truth.
Yeah.
I know some of those people, too.
Mm-hmm. American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms. I used the two books of idioms that I have for this, just to let you know.
Good work.
Says that the expression presumably alludes to a particular facial grimace one assumes when lying. That said, from, hang on a second, from Pop Lollies and Belly Bones, as well as Tender Feet and Lady Fingers, a celebration of lost words and a compendium of body language.
Okay, I want you to take back anything you've ever said about the weird things that I reference.
This is a published book by
Pop Lollies and what?
Pop Lollies and Belly Bones. And then there's a separate book that they compiled into one called Tender Feet and Lady Fingers. It is a celebration of lost words and a compendium of body language by Susan K. Poering. I'm assuming P-O-E-R-I-N-G.
Okay. You have won me over. I heard it first and I thought this is ridiculous.
Yes.
And now I'm in love with it.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, from this long book, they mention lying through your teeth or lying through one's teeth. The physical act of lying through one's teeth could possibly imply that the deliverers of a lie has a deceiving smile while delivering the lie.
Okay.
So purposely deceiving someone, trying to come off as genuine, that sort of thing.
When really you're just a lying liar who lies.
Perfect, yes.
Okay.
Examples. Cambridge Dictionary gave us a couple. He asked me how old I was, and lying through my teeth, I said 29. One time I did this accidentally. I was well into my 30s, and someone asked me, and I said I was 29. And then I said immediately after, I don't know why I just said that. That's not true.
Not true.
I am not 29, yeah.
I feel like you go through that phase around that time in life where for many years in a row, I was like, I'm 23. And I kept getting older, but my brain still really thought I was 23.
I think there's something to be said about that. Like, I'd say a year or so ago, I felt like I was like 40.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly 40, that's how I felt.
Yes.
I think that's changed lately. I'm feeling about my age right now. About 29. Okay.
About 29.
Another example, he lied through his teeth that he didn't go to the movies, though he was still holding the ticket stub in his hand as he said it. So there's often an element of like...
It's blatantly false.
Yes. Like incredibly obvious that it's a lie.
Okay.
And I think that kind of... That's not for all uses of this, obviously, but there seems to be an element of that as well. Like there's like very evident proof that you're lying.
Yes. You're holding, I like that reference, you're holding the ticket stub in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know where this idiom comes from, Ingrid?
Well, I feel like you just gave us one possible one, which is that it's from the look that someone gets on their face when they're telling a lie. So that maybe you'd have to, like, I'm baring my teeth.
Wow. That was a very, please never make that face at me.
Was that threatening?
It was just uncomfortable. I didn't feel threatened.
Isn't it supposed to be threatening if someone bares their teeth?
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea. I feel like your responses are always really creative when I ask you where something might have come from, but lying through your teeth. No, I can't really, without making that facial expression, I can't think of anything else again.
Okay, cool. Perfect. That's okay. Really good for me. I'd be really upset if you guessed this.
That's the one time that's
all of my
happened.
Work laid to waste. The idiom, as far as I can tell, and based on every source that I've checked, points to a particular play called The Romances of Sir Guy of Warwick. Have you heard of Sir Guy of Warwick?
Okay, I haven't.
Perfect. From Wikipedia, the play follows the adventures of legendary English hero Guy of Warwick through his travels in and around Europe and throughout the Holy Land. In addition to Guy, the play also dives into his relationship between he and his wife, Phyllis, and then also includes some more fun stories around his trusty sidekick, Philip Sparrow, who often provides some comic relief throughout the play.
Mm, I love a comic relief character. Mm-hmm. So is this Guy as in, like, G-U-Y or, like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I don't know if you've ever been on the receiving end of, like, hey, Guy, that sort of thing.
I have not.
Oh, it's... I'm pretty... chill and docile as a human being, but that makes me want to fight.
Oh, really?
It's just... What? Or like, my dude. don't call me
no,
that.
No, no, no.
But I kind of want to start calling people Sir Guy.
Sir Guy, okay.
Because it kind of comes off as the same thing, but there's, you know...
Hey, Sir Guy.
Hundreds of years of reference to be made for that, so...
Great.
This play kind of reminds me, I can't remember the exact example, but there's those sort of plays that make their way through, at least through England at this time, that kind of storylines alternate, but the main characters kind of stay the same. The basic principles exist throughout all of these, though some of the storylines kind of vary. That's what it seems like it was kind of one of those versions of it. The quote is, "Thou liest midward... and therefore have thou Mogrith." Mogrith, keyword here. No, not really.
Mogrith is the keyword? Great.
Likely taken from Mogger, which Oxford English Dictionary defines as a state of being regarded with ill will. So you've lied to me. You've, you know, ill-willed me.
You've lied to me with ill will.
Yeah.
You've ill-willed me. Can we use it as a verb? I like it.
It doesn't necessarily mention teeth, but the idea of, you know, you are so not in touch with the truth from the core of your being and therefore have ill-willed me is kind of the concept. Hmm. There are some varying accounts of when this was published or first sort of put on. There are some reports around 1300s, a lot more citing some later years between 1500 and 1600. In that same article in Wikipedia, they mentioned Helen Moore, who did an introduction of the 2007 version of the play, where she concludes that it originated no later than 1590s because there are references within Shakespeare's play King John.
Naturally.
Which was completed around 1623, and they're kind of piecing it together through some other context clues that 1590s is maybe when it kind of happened. So, I mean, a pretty old idiom. Apparently lying has been around for a while.
Weirdly.
Which I just learned, yeah.
How ridiculous. It's such a crazy thing that lying is this innate thing that people do. Like, little tiny children will lie. And
what did you just say? Little tiny children will lie.
Yes, little tiny children.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not hear that.
Okay.
Yes. It's true. I don't have any data on that. Maybe that's what I should have done instead. I'm very sorry.
Just listen to children?
No, just like figure out why lying exists.
Why people lie? Ooh, that's a spinoff podcast.
If you ever get a chance, The Neurobiology of We is a really interesting, it's not really an audiobook. It's not a published book. It is an audiobook, I guess. But I can't
remember who recommended that to me. It's on my audiobook thing from the library right now. And I was like, who told me to read this? I'm actually going to listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good. And it talks about the connections that we make in our brain and why we do some of the things that we do and how it feeds into like our emotional depth and all of the other, like, it deals with attachment styles, the whole thing.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. Why didn't you say all this when you first recommended it to me?
I'm sure I did, and you just weren't listening, but it's...
I'm sorry, that's your problem.
Anyway, yes, to continue. There are other versions of this idiom, lying through your teeth, being the one that we're kind of covering now. A Hog on Ice mentions lying in one's teeth. OED also has a version of lying in one's teeth that roughly means the same thing. I'm assuming there's these variations due to just sort of the modernization of that line because it is, you know, Old English. Lie in one's teeth is also used in a publication in 1812 called The History of New York. I could not find this publication anywhere, but I heard it. It was referenced in a couple different sources. So in theory, that kind of was around since the 1800s in modern, you know, more modern publications. There's also to lie in one's throat, which is taken from Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. And so that's not necessarily the idiom in the reference in King John, but another version of that kind of floating around around that time frame. There are other versions, like lie like a teeth puller, which comes from a 14th century phrase in French. Apparently, when they would try to extract an infected tooth, they would do a razzle ramble or blah blah, where they would just trick someone and rip their tooth out. Yeah, that's a real word that I just made. It's the new
razzle ramble. Okay.
Yeah.
If I may briefly interject,
that please. Was
my son, the first tooth he lost, it was his front tooth. Or no, it wasn't the first tooth, because he'd already lost the one beside it. So he had the two front teeth. The second one was like dangling in the middle. But because it was the second tooth he lost, he already knew that it hurts to have a tooth pulled out. So it was just like dangling, and he looked like a little hillbilly. And we were visiting my mother. And the kids were playing in the pool, and my mom called this little girl who's several years older than him and said, hey, I'll give you $5 if you go over and pull that tooth out of his mouth. And so she did. She just walked straight over to him, asked him to open his mouth, and yanked the tooth right out. Poor child. He was like, what has happened? So she lied like a tooth puller.
Yeah. And so Exactly.
Exactly.
So to lie like a teeth puller. Yeah, so those are kind of the variations. According to Google's Ngram Viewer, it was used a little bit in Shakespeare and some other publications, but really in the 1960s, we see this upward tick pretty much through the early 2000s. A Hog on Ice was published in 1948, so it was kind of in use in popular culture at the time.
But as we all know, people have just started lying more since the 60s.
We're post-truth,
it was the fault of the people, right? In the 60s. Yes.
Isn't that our era right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so I'm going to send you two things.
Okay.
Don't be upset.
Anytime that we're not recording a podcast, I love it when I get a text message from you. But when we're recording a podcast and I get some text message, there's going to be some sort of danger.
Yeah. All right, so don't do anything just yet.
I'm
having some technical difficulties right now. I'm going to send you two things. The first being lyrics.
Great.
The second thing is the album art.
Oh my God.
And I if you could describe this image that you're seeing.
Oh my God. It's a monster zombie. First of all, it's very slow. It does have a heart on its tongue.
Mm-hmm.
There's like it's a very gaping maw of like teeth and a green zombie face. And there's a bunch of writing in the background that just says teeth, 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 teeth through, lying through teeth. Oh,
mm-hmm.
The heart on the tongue is the most disturbing part of this image.
I think that I don't know how to describe
the drool.
The drool that's coming off of the like very prominent teeth, I think, is what gets me. Also, the sad, tired eyes. I'm like, oh, that's what my eyes look like right now.
It's not true.
But yes,
I don't think anyone else is ever going to see this. If you want to look it up,
yes,
email us. Yeah, let us know.
Well, I'll provide the information after you read this. So anyway, okay. With the context of that album art. If you could please read those lyrics in the way that you think that they would be presented on this album.
Cut it out, but think what you thought of me. I can't read it the whole thing that way.
Wow.
Okay. Am I still good company? You know I wanted to pay, but I had no money. They'll say we just gotta give it time, but we know every single one of them is lying through their teeth. Yeah, through their teeth. Lying through their teeth.
That is the song Lying Through Their Teeth by Crooked Kings. It was released in 2022. It is not like that at all. It's actually a very kind of pleasant song.
Is it like, now I'm imagining it like a singer-songwriter.
No, it's like a 311 type. Like, it's just like, kind of like has the rock alternative-y, not really alternative, but like that vibe, but just like light.
I don't know that you I think you just used 311 and pleasant in very close proximity to each other.
You get the vibe of that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
Not like a like death metal Amber's some sort of situation.
The color of this energy. So that is lying through your teeth, one's teeth, lying in one's teeth.
So to sum up, we think that in the initial use of it was in something about the legendary hero guy, who's he, what's he? And
Sir
his friend
Guy of
Phillips,
Warwick.
And his friend Philip Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's where it originates.
Between around the 1590s-ish.
Okay. So it's not super sensical.
No.
I feel like something with like close but no cigar, or you know, like.
Yeah.
I just like to reference that one
because
like,
you
I knew.
Got it immediately. Yeah, we know, Ingrid, we were all there.
There's like a story to it. And that this one, it's just kind of like this author perhaps just came up with this out of left field.
I think the idea is that you're so incapable of knowing the truth because in your core, you're a liar. That anything spewing out of your mouth
is
a lie.
It's going to come through your teeth. It's lies coming through your teeth. I like it.
And also the idea of like smiling while delivering a lie.
Okay.
Whether that was the original intent of the authors, I don't know. But I think that's generally, like, at their core, they're a liar and incapable of producing truth. So, yeah. Do you have an international idiom, or do you want me to give you one?
I would love for you to give me one. I have one.
Oh, that we'll do it.
Well, I'm going to have to look for it.
Okay, well, I can give you one. Here, do you want me to test you one?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Here you go. Good luck.
That's why I needed to find one. Doce maka na vrantaka.
Cool. So that is Croatian.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was not going for a Croatian accent.
Dude,
you
want to do the Croatian version of it? Okay. The literal translation is the pussycat will come to the tiny door. And what that means is what goes around comes around. This is
the
from...
The pussycat will come to the tiny door.
Mm-hmm. This is from blog.ted.com for idioms that can be translated literally.
I love it.
Don't go to that website, though, because it's my secret.
I know,
I
was just
going to
say,
you
gave me your secrets, your secret source that you've been holding back. The pussycat will come to the little door.
The tiny door.
Tiny door. I'm going to use that a lot in my daily life.
Wow. You're on a watch list. Stop saying
I don't think any of us are allowed to say pussycat anymore.
Nope, I agree.
You're on a watch list. All right, well, thanks for doing literally all the work.
Oh, my
God,
my pleasure.
And thanks for sending me that really disturbing image.
Also,
so when I wake up in the middle of the night tonight and think about that, I will text you.
Cool, Crooked Kings. Shout out.
Shout out to the Crooked Kings. All right, well, if you would like to get a copy of that picture, we can email it to you if you let us know at thelanguagelie@gmail.com. It now lives on my phone, so just upload that puppy right up if you want that. You can also write in with any idioms you'd like us to research, so you can help make Casey unravel further.
Cool. You can. You can keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
You could also slide into our DMs at The Language Lie on Instagram. That's probably the best version. I think we have a Facebook as well.
We have a Facebook. We don't use it. All right. Cool. Well, we will hopefully see you next week and talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.